Or no, we're gonna go the other way.
The track chair. John, if I'm gonna have John Canta come up. We have a unique opportunity out in Rapid City that got some play here in the last couple of weeks. I think it was on the front page of the Rapid City Journal the other day, and Commissioner Jensen had asked for us to just give a real quick update on that, and John's our local expert, so I'll turn it over to him.
Boy, expert. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. As Scott mentioned, my name is John Canta. I'm the regional supervisor stationed in Rapid City out in western South Dakota there. Stole a little bit of my thunder, but yeah, hopefully some of you have heard about the tracked wheelchair opportunity that we have out there in Rapid City. I'll talk to you a little bit about that today, but the goal of this program is to help the physically disabled to go out and hunt, fish, or just enjoy recreational opportunities outdoors. So that's what we're trying to do with it. There are currently some opportunities for physically disabled people to hunt. They can get a permit and hunt out of a vehicle. Of course, we're building some opportunities for fishing with some of our areas that are ADA accessible and some of our fishing piers. And of course, at our parks and some of our properties and facilities. Scott just mentioned the handicapped access that we have there at the new archery range at the outdoor campus there. But what this program does is allows those folks to get off the beaten path, to get out of the concrete sidewalk, get out of the vehicle, and go out and hunt and fish and enjoy the outdoors. It fits very nicely with our strategic plan, particularly under our opportunities goal, where we want to expand and promote hunting, fishing, trapping, and outdoor recreational opportunities. So I think it's worth our while to tackle this, and we're hoping a lot of people will use it. The tracked wheelchair and the trailer were purchased by South Dakota Youth Hunting Adventures. The Game Fish and Parks, we house the trailer, maintain it. We've purchased a number of accessories like gun racks, fishing holder, pole holders, things of that nature, so that they can use it for the purpose that we wanted it to. And then, of course, we house it and check it in and out. So we do have a process that we go through for folks to check this out. We try to make it as simple and as quick as possible, but we do want to go over some of the things about the trailer and the chair itself, certainly some of the safety issues so that we don't have an accident with it, and then also just the general operation of the chair. So when somebody calls us and checks it out, we have staff that go over that with them as quickly as possible and get them into it. Right now, one of the big efforts that I'm trying to make, and I shouldn't take credit, our staff out there that are working on this, is to advertise it. We want it to be used. We want to get the word out. We want folks to enjoy it. We're doing that through a number of different venues. Scott mentioned the video, and Chris is going to play that here for us in the moment. We have some information on our website. We've taken it to a few shows, but that's something I want to do here over the next year, is get it to this Rapid City Sports Show, the stock show. I envision parking the trailer and the chair right in there so people can see it. Good advertisement. I've identified a few groups that I'd like to either take the chair to, or I should say again, have staff take the chair to, or bring them to us so that we can demonstrate it to them and help get that word out. And of course, the media. And like Scott mentioned, recently here, October 24th, we had a really nice article in the Rapid City Journal where they interviewed our habitat manager, Tyrell Schmelz, who he and his staff are kind of taking the lead on this, and just trying to get the word out. So it was a good article. I was glad to see that, and it really brought some light to the chair. Last thing I want to mention before we show the video here, and I think this really kind of sums it up, in that article, Becky Noble, who happens to be a paraplegic, and she's been a big part of getting this trailer and track chair together, she had a quote in there, and I want to read this to you because I think that really gets at what we're trying to do here and sums everything up. And so the quote was, "I could feel nature under my feet again, even though it wasn't my actual feet." So I think that sums it all up for me. So yeah, we'd like to show you the video, and then I'd take any questions you have.
Black Hills hunters, anglers, and hikers, do you love South Dakota's outdoor resources but have physical disabilities that prevent you from enjoying them as much as possible? The South Dakota GFP is partnered with South Dakota Youth Hunting Adventures to provide an action chair to get you out into the great wide open more often. This chair has everything you need for a Black Hills outing. Chairs available to use for free at Rapid City's Outdoor Campus West. Call 605-394-2391 today.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. And I got to pat Chris on the back. We get some ideas like this and just call him up or email him and say, put this together. And he's the grunt that does that and does a really nice job. And I think, Chris, we have a longer version of the video on the website as well. Not a compliment, just acknowledging that he does that. Now, Chris is great.
Yes, there's a 10-minute video also kind of shows you how to takes you through some of the.
Yep, demonstrates the use and a little more in depth. So, any questions,
Commissioner Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. John, what's the is the total? What was the total cost to getting that chair, the trailer, and everything? And it's a turnkey.
I'm going to wing it, and Scott, if you know, correct me, please, but I think we were a little over $12,000 for all of the equipment and accessories. Don't hold me to that, but that's what I recall. This was purchased before Mike Kintai was working on this before I took over. So
we might be looking for partners across the state, different towns, to do the same thing. And
yeah, Mr. Chair, I know Emmett Keezer out here in Region 3 has mentioned wanting to try to get something going here. I think really we want to see how it works, and if we get a lot of use because of that cost, if we get a lot of use out in Rapid City, then I think it's something that we should take it to other cities too. You know, maybe we have them in Sioux Falls and Watertown and Pier, but we'll give it a test here over the next 6 months or a year and just see how much use we get. After that article, we got several phone calls, so I was excited about that, and we've got two folks that are going to check it out for hunting here. Hopefully we just keep getting those phone calls.
Chris?
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. Chris Hall, communications specialist for the department. A couple other things. That commercial also went out to all media as a PSA, so you'll probably start seeing it, especially in the Rapid City area. And then we also put clips of this or links on this on our Black Hills. You know, it's Black Hills Deer Hunting is opening. This is also featured on that email, and it'll also be featured again when it goes out for West River when we send those announcements. So we'll get the word out.
Great. Thank you very much.
On to license sales?
Yes.
Hey, again, that's Scott Simpson, Administrative Resources Chief. Page 23 in your book, we have made it through the opening weekend of pheasant season. We have